Let's stick with this collective wisdom idea for a moment. In our connected digital wiki world, the collective wisdom of people can accomplish quite a lot if you think about it. Crowdsourced editing is a concept that, and a word for that matter, that printing press inventor Johann Gutenberg probably knew nothing about in the 1400s, certainly knew nothing about, but Project Gutenberg, the much more recent world's oldest electronic library founded in 1971, has put tens of thousands of books in the public domain online on CDs and DVDs, essentially correcting what printers missed in the process of uploading those books online. In 2000, an organization called Distributed Proofreaders was founded to help Project Gutenberg assemble its library, made up entirely of volunteers. Distributed Proofreaders catches the mistakes that computers miss, and the collected wisdom or spelling and punctuation expertise of 100,000 volunteers have together read over 25,000 books, all for the public good. Here to explain is Juliet Sutherland, the former general manager and board chair of Distributed Proofreaders. Juliet, welcome.
Hello.
So what is the power of 100,000 proofreaders and spell checkers? So that's quite a milestone.
Yes, it is. Actually, our big milestone was that we had passed 25,000 titles, but over the past 10 years or so, we have also had over 100,000 volunteers help us with making those titles available.
Now, when you were in elementary school, did you ask the teacher if you could correct papers?
Absolutely not. I actually got into this because I love books. And it seemed like a good way to produce electronic books that I could read on my ebook reader that I had just gotten back in about 2000 or so.
Give us a sense of the profile of the kinds of people who volunteer. Is it the same as people who come up with entries for the Oxford English Dictionary, for instance? That's a famous story of volunteers.
Probably not, but maybe. We have everybody volunteer with us, from people who do a single page every day, you know, as they settle into work, to some people who are homebound and want to have a way to contribute to the public good and find that this is something they can do at home from their computers. Typically, we don't have young people doing this. Proofreading is not very interesting to somebody who is in their teens or 20s, as far as we can tell. Our volunteers are typically out of college or graduate students up through elderly retired people.
And how does the proofreading work? They get a document, they then have to submit it to get re-edited, I suspect, and then it's put in some sort of final form?
Basically, yes. A proofreader working on our site will see on their computer screen a picture of one page of text and the current version of that text as it's been transcribed, and their job is to make the computer version match the picture of the printed version.
Printed versions can be pretty wretched. Is that sort of what you're saying, Juliet?
Well, yes and no. The human eyes can read the printed versions pretty easily, but computers can have a very hard time reading things that seem to us to be obvious. A good example is the word "and." In an older book, if the leaded type or whatever was just broken a little bit on the top of the "n," the thin part, it might come through to the computer looking very much like the word "arid" with an R and an I instead of an "end."
And. I can't imagine you encounter the word "and" very often in 25,000 books. Juliet, thanks so much. Juliet Sutherland is the former general manager and board chair of Distributed Proofreaders, helping to make 25,000 books in the Gutenberg Library project spell perfect.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.